Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, God Alone Can Satisfy, was written by Marvin Williams. $1,000 of food, jumbo shrimp, shawarma, salads, and more, was delivered to a homeowner. But the man wasn't having a party. In fact, he didn't order the smorgasbord. His 6-year-old son did. How did this happen? The father let his son play with his phone before bedtime, and the boy used it to purchase the expensive bounty from several restaurants. Why did you do this? The father asked his son, who was hiding under his comforter. The 6-year-old replied, I was hungry. The boy's appetite and immaturity led to a costly outcome. Esau's appetite cost him a lot more than $1,000. The story in Genesis 25 finds him exhausted and desperate for food. He said to his brother, Let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished. Jacob responded by asking for Esau's birthright. The birthright included Esau's special place as the firstborn son, the blessing of God's promises, a double portion of the inheritance, and the privilege of being the spiritual leader of the family. Giving in to his appetite, Esau ate and drank and despised his birthright. When we're tempted and desire something, instead of letting our appetites lead us to costly mistakes and sin, let's reach out to our Heavenly Father, the one who alone satisfies the hungry soul with good things. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 25, verses 29 through 34. Once when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished. Jacob replied, First, sell me your birthright. Look, I'm about to die, Esau said. What good is a birthright to me? But Jacob said, Swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright. Let's pray. Dear God, we all hunger. Maybe it's not for food, but for things that bring quick and temporary satisfaction, and sometimes things that ultimately cause us or others harm. Help us to remember our spiritual birthright that comes from being one of your children. May we live with eternity in mind, seeking the complete fulfillment that can only come from you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.